Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, maybe it's time to reject modernity and embrace tradition by reopening up the asylums. In the past, we used to deal with crazy woke people by locking them up from society, so they couldn't spread their crazy ideas like a social cancer cell. Around 15 years ago, the asylums closed in Toronto, and they let the crazies onto the streets. We need to bring the guys dressed up in white chasing crazies with their human dog catcher van. Up next, Batman pops Robin across the head because Robin tells Batman that men can't talk about abortion. Meanwhile, last week, Robin was saying that men can get pregnant. You think this is a tough and confusing thing to talk about with others in public, but just imagine how it must be if you're a doctor and a pregnant trans man shows up in your office and says he wants to get an abortion. Then he has to talk about it by law, but if he does, he could get in trouble with the law for misgendering. Number three is a law we should all get behind. The Belgian government will intervene in cases where working girls refuse to service males. Their pimp will be able to punish them if they refuse to do it more than 10 times in a 6-month period. Belgium sounds like a great place. Sounds like Andrew Tate should have gone there instead of Romania. But I can't believe that the government is putting those hoes in line. Moving on, a story in the UK says, sorry straight white man, but Doctor Who was never made for you. Well then, who was it made for, considering that's the largest fan base for the show? Looks like the BBC is now putting a BBC on screen for all the imaginary fans out there. They'll probably keep making it even though no one watches it, because it's made using government money. But imagine for a second if this was said for any other group of people. Most men stopped watching the show when Doctor Who was replaced by a female hack. Number 5, San Francisco is giving taxpayer-funded shots of vodka to homeless alcoholics in a $5 million program to improve the health of participants. Do they really think that a couple of shots a few times a day is really going to satisfy a fully blown alcoholic? What I want to know is why the government isn't giving me alcohol for free and instead charging me a liquor tax. I think the idea is to wipe out as many homeless people as possible so they can't hit the pension age because Social Security is almost broke. Up next, looks like Amber Turd is at it again, sharing her story about how nobody saw her pain, and they only noticed her mistake. What's this? A woman taking accountability for trying to ruin Johnny Depp's life. But of course, her pain of getting caught in her lies is way more important. But seriously, it wasn't a mistake. It was a number two, and it was by her choice. Number 7, Che Guevara burned books, banned music, was a racist, and ended gays. Yet somehow he became a symbol of hope and freedom. The only reason for that is because he looked like Enrique, the Latin version of Chad, and women found him attractive and they like violent men. But just remember that most people wearing the Che Guevara shirt would have been ended by Che Guevara. But shirts like this are just ways to take money from dumb leftists. Moving on, remember guys, the idea of nagging women is a myth, made up by entitled men who don't like being reminded to do what they should be doing. Imagine if men told women what they should be doing. There would be pandemonium in the streets. How dare men try and control them? But when they do it to us, it's just about making sure we're good little slaves, doing everything we can to make women's lives better. And if we don't, then they'll just punish us for it. Number 9, Shaq's ex-wife reveals she was never really in love with him. Today he's red-pilled about female nature. Back then he married this single mother and she used him for his resources. Luckily for him, he didn't divorce her in California, or she would have received $200 million. Instead, he only had to pay her $50,000 a month in alimony. She also got $10,000 a month for each kid until they turned 18, and there were 4 of them. After that, how can he ever trust another woman again? Up next, the Duolicious dating app was revealed. It's for so-called femcels or female incels. They can't get a date. On it, the ratio of men to women is 15 to 1. The craziest thing is that there's almost as many transgender people as there are real women on there. Looks like the real femcels are the ones that have had their bottom surgeries. there are more traps on there than actual ladies. If all the dating statistics were exposed, the world would explode. Number 11, this woman says she doesn't owe her brother any loyalty after getting caught sleeping with the dude that ended her brother. Just remember, guys, women are not loyal to anyone but themselves. I used to think that women at least love their brothers and fathers. But after hearing this, I have my doubts. Is this just fatherless behavior at its best, or is there more to the story? Moving on, would you do R2-D2? I would, so long as she makes the beep-boop sounds. But this looks way too easy. She might have a penis hiding under there. But if there wasn't one, then I'd definitely put my Death Star planes inside of her. I think there's also spelling error. Sorry, it's not R2-D2, but instead it's R2-D2. But if I ever get together with her, it would probably be the worst minute of her life. Number 13 is a woman saying that if you take her out on a date, you should also buy her an outfit. And women like this wonder why black men are dating anyone but them. First, single moms are asking you to pay for their babysitters. Now women are asking for clothing. I say of course, but only if I get to choose what she's wearing. She won't agree to that, but she'll give her body over to Tyrone without him having to buy her anything. He smashed without taking her on a date. The only thing she looks like she can offer a man is attitude. Up next, we have Taylor Swift about to push out tons of songs for her new album. And according to South Park, this is how Lorde writes their music too. Probably sounds better this way as well. The simps out there still think that she's cute while pooping. The current track she's dropped is called Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. Number 15, San Francisco police will stop releasing mugshots to combat racial bias. Translation, they will only publish pictures of white male criminals. That way they'll be able to label criminals as being mostly white males. As South Park's news anchors once said, once again, the suspect is not white. So that will end our coverage of this event. Moving on, meanwhile in Canada, here are our new therapy docs. The government here wants you to end yourself because shortly, they won't be able to pay for all the free healthcare for everyone. Now with 1 million new people coming in each year and growing the population annually by more than 2%. This is like physician-assisted ending yourself, but fuzzier. Number 17 is a woman admitting that the population is collapsing because women don't want to have children from average men. But because they can't get commitment from a Chad Roan, they'd rather stay single and childless. Or possibly have a kid out of wedlock. At some point, we'll need to use technology to reproduce, and without women. Up next, when you fly Air China and land in London, you will receive this pamphlet that warns you not to enter areas populated by Indians, Pakistanis, and blacks without taking precautions. And for tourists not to go into such areas by themselves. But I guess it's probably not racism when the Chinese say it. Or is this just communist propaganda? You be the judge. Number 19, we have a woman before and after feminism. Liberalism destroys everything it touches. She used to be beautiful and is now worthless as a mother and a wife. Is that a pedo symbol on her forehead? I think that she prayed and the devil answered instead of God. Imagine going from being a 9 out of 10 to a negative 666 out of 10. From an Irish redhead to a non-binary dark witch in only 2 semesters. Moving on, if you ever open a restaurant, always make sure to put this picture up in the urinal. It will ensure that no one ever pees on the floor. This looks like it was taken at the Heart Attack Grill. They had a Trump sticker as well in the urinal next to it, when I went. Yeah, no one peed on the floor. But this led to a lot of people shitting in the urinals. Number 21, you have a choice. Either being a Boeing's whistleblower or having information against Hillary Clinton. Both ways, you're pretty much screwed because you know the moment you click on Clinton, she'll place an order with the suicide hotline. But I've got it all figured out. I'll push both buttons at the same time and go down as a living meme, watching the assassins compete against one another to see which one would end me. Up next, what's happening to men these days? Even the Chads are transmaxing now. I guess this is what happens when you tell boys that they're oppressors and second-class citizens. They wish to escape their oppressor status by turning themselves into victims. This guy seems to have gone from looking like discount Patrick Swayze to turning himself into Patricia the Crazy. Then again, maybe he transitioned because he didn't want to go off and fight in war. Number 23, this woman says that men that rode the kitty cat carousel for a decade think they're entitled to settle down with an 18-year-old virgin, and that they aren't made fun of hard enough. Looks like women can't really come up with any original insults. We came up with the rooster roller coaster, among other things, and now they copy it. This woman is probably just bitter because men her own age that she wants are going for younger women, and she's post-wall, and they don't want her anymore. This is just cope on her part. Moving on, well, it looks like Sports Illustrated won't have to worry about the male gaze any longer, with such large women that have never played sports on the cover. But I thought they already went bankrupt for the same reason before. It says her name is Hunter McGrady. I misread that the first time because I thought it said Hunter McGriddle. And which sport does she represent? Competitive food eating, perhaps. Number 25 in the last one, when someone asks you, what would Jesus do? Just remember that flipping over tables and chasing people with a whip is within the realm of possibilities. I believe he flipped over the tables at the money changers at the temple. I wonder what he would do with the central banks today printing money and robbing people through inflation. He'd probably abolish the Federal Reserve and maybe even promote Bitcoin. Who knows? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.